USA News Update. The Texas Senate passed a combating fentanyl bill that will open the door for state prosecutors to charge fentanyl sellers with murder. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican representing the Houston area, would change the classification of drug overdoses to poisonings. The bill unanimously cleared the Senate and will head to the state legislature. A drug used to extend the lives of people with advanced prostate cancer is in short supply and will be for months, leaving some patients with no treatment options. The Food and Drug Administration said last week the availability of Pluvicto is limited as the manufacturer struggles to meet demands. Novartis said the shortage is from manufacturing and delivery issues. NASA and Axiom Space has unveiled the first prototype of a next-generation spacesuit for our return to the moon in 2025. The reveal happened during an event in Houston, Texas at the Johnson Space Center yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.